Good morning. It's time for the K-State Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extended District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. We were just talking about fall weather as we started to get this underway, and you've got some fall gardening tips. I'm sure everybody is surprised we're already talking about that, but probably already looking forward to some more mild climates.
Yes, and I was talking to my husband, actually. He's like, we're a little bit behind on getting stuff out because we've had such a crazy summer, which also blows my mind that a lot of the fall gardening, your people are planting stuff, starting seeds in June and July. So I have kind of good news, I guess, and kind of bad news. So if you haven't started any seeds or you haven't even thought about your fall garden, you do have time. That's the good news. The bad news is, as someone who loves a cool fall, with this El Nino cycle that we're in right now, the predictions are for a little bit of a warmer fall, maybe it lasting all the way through October. So that's good news for gardeners that we might have a little bit warmer weather so that our fall crops can, we can plant them a little bit later. We might have tomatoes a little bit later. We might not have a super early frost, but it also means we might have a little bit of a warm fall. So I know we've been throwing around this El Nino word all year and you've heard a lot about it, but it's just a alternating climate cycle that happens every 2 to 7 years, and it's when our ocean winds, they usually blow from east to west, pushing warm water more towards Asia, but they kind of either completely reverse or just weaken. So we get some more of that warm weather pushing more towards the Americas. And being in Kansas, can we really ever predict what our seasons are going to be like? No, I don't think it's possible. But what we're mostly seeing by scientists is predicting just a warmer, wetter fall, and then a wetter winter. So it could mean it cools down and we have a really snowy, cozy winter. Usually they can say, up in North America, we're going to get wetter, stormier winters, while the northern U.S. might even be a little bit warmer and drier. Because Kansas falls right in the middle, it's kind of hard to predict it. So kind of keep your eyes peeled. We might have a warmer fall like we did last year, when I know a lot of people are happy to have tomatoes coming off their bushes right before Thanksgiving still. But we also might have a pretty cool winter, so we'll see what happens. Either way, I think it's still totally a good time to get some of those fall crops in the garden. If you haven't already planted some of those crops, you can totally still get some of those cool seasons in. So a lot of those might be your lettuce, carrots, spinach, leeks, whatever you're planting, some of your fall radishes, turnips, any of those crops are great. You can go ahead and get those in the ground now. A lot of times you want those started by seed, but you can direct seed many of those different varieties. So if you're looking for more information on the specifics, totally give me a call in the extension office and we can talk through what your fall garden might look like and when we should get things planted. We also have a lot of varieties that are perfectly made for Kansas falls. So a lot of those might be able to handle the end of our warmer summers a little bit better, but also we'll have a fruit in production before the winter hits. It's also a good reminder that we're coming up again on the fall, and as things start changing, we might have to go through and clean out some of our garden stuff. So if you've had any weird disease, any spotting, you've called me out and we've noticed that there's some fungal or bacterial infections, just make sure you're keeping those cleaned up and we're not letting those leaves stay on the floor or stay on the ground. And we're making sure we have nice, healthy gardens, because fall is a really important time, not only to care for our soils by having fall garden crops in the ground, but also to make sure we're keeping things clean and disease-free so that we don't have to deal with some of those frustrations next year. But altogether, I'm excited to see what the fall will bring. I'm very torn on wanting a nice, warm fall because I'm a little bit behind, but I also really want a cozy, cool fall-winter. So it's not up to us, I guess. We'll have to just wait and see what we get.
It should be interesting to see how everything sort of shakes out. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.